Welcome to Maseches Saita, Perek Talad, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Arusa, a woman who's betrothed, that means that she only, a man put a ring on her finger and said, Arayat Mekudesh Asli, you're betrothed, but they didn't have any sun yet, they didn't have a chuppah. Vishaymeres Yavam, or a woman that's waiting for her deceased husband's brother to do Yibam, to marry her, Halachas of Yibam. And both of them had kinui and stir, that means the husband suspected them of infidelity already at this point, warned them, and then they went into a secluded area. Halacha is leishaisis. They don't drink the water. The loina is kasuba, but they also lose their kasuba because of the suspicions of what they've been doing. Shneimer, as it says in the pasuk, asher tiste isha tachas isha, a situation where a woman became a saita from her husband. So that means we dig marlins. That means she's living with her husband. So it can't be an arusa. It can't be a shemeres yavam. Pratla arusa v'shemeres yavam. It excludes these two. Says the Mishnah further. Let's say we have a situation where Kohen Gadol, the high priest, violated halacha and he married a widow. He's not allowed to. He violates a negative commandment. Or grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid. Or you have a divorcee that married a regular kohen. Or a chalutza. A chalutza is not a divorcee, but it's a woman who was supposed to marry her deceased husband's brother, but refused to do so. Or he didn't want to, so she had chalitza, which is a whole ceremony with spitting and a shoe, but it is a type of divorce. So a kohen hedid, a regular kohen, is not allowed to marry her either. Or mamzerus in Nisina Israel, or you have a woman that's a bastard, she's born from adultery, or in Nisina, which was a group of nation that came to the Jewish people, you're not allowed to marry them, and someone did. Or bas Yisrael, a mamzer in Nasin, or you have a Jewish girl that married her husband's a mamzer or a Nasin. Says them are all the aforementioned cases, Leishai says, they don't drink the actual water, the Leishai is kasuba, however they lose their kasuba because of the suspicion. Let's see one more, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. The Elu, the following women, Leishaisis, they don't drink the water, Veloinit Lissuba, and they also lose their Ksuba, because since they caused themselves to be prohibited, their husband going forward. What are the cases? Says the Mishnah, Ha'imeres Temeani, if after a woman was warned and went into a secluded area, she admits that she was Temea, that she committed adultery. There she's prohibited from living with her husband anymore. Or if witnesses came in and said, no, we saw them actually committing adultery. If a woman says, I'm not going to drink, that's talking about before they already erased the name of Hashem and they put the Megillah, the special scroll, into the water. All these cases, they don't drink and they lose their ksuba. However, let's say the woman agreed to drink, but her husband doesn't want her to drink. Or after kinyan and stira, after warning and seclusion. They're traveling to the Bezin in Yerushalayim. And on the way, they were intimate with one another. In these cases, she does get her ksuba. And she does not drink. So she's prohibited to her husband, but that's not her that prohibited it. It's her husband. Therefore, she doesn't lose her ksuba. Unless you had a woman who was a saita, she's supposed to drink this water. But before she was able to drink it, her husband passed away. Beshamra says that she gets her ksuba, the leishai says, but she doesn't end up drinking. Beisol says leishai says she doesn't drink, and she doesn't get her ksuba either. Wishing you a wonderful, magnificent, and beautiful upcoming day.